We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball. Harlan had a great year last year at 18-5, but they lose a ton of talent. Three senior starters, Molly Swenson, Aubrey Suiso, and Grace Albertson. So a little retooling for head coach Zach Clausen this year. He joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Feeling pretty good. You know, we don't bring back a ton of varsity minutes from last year, obviously, with those big parts of our team graduating, but had a pretty successful JV team last year, so it's just gonna be a matter of, you know, those kids making the adjustment to the speed of the game up to that varsity level from JV. so far it's been pretty good, but we have some things to tighten up yet.
Well, certainly every team has things to tighten up. Kensley Brook, of course, did average in double figures. You had four players who averaged in double figures a year ago, but she doesn't have Grace alongside in the post anymore. How does she have to change her game up a little bit? Probably going to see a lot more defensive attention.
Yeah, we got to soften it up a little bit and hit some outside shots, and that will help her out a ton. But, you know, she's going to have to be a little less aggressive on the defensive end. I know last year she tried to block about every shot she could, and, you know, this year we're kind of focused on walling up a little bit more, just two hands up and just try to alter shots. Obviously, there's going to be times where she's going to want to block shots, and that's fine, but it can't be every possession, every time somebody comes in the paint, just because we have to have her out on the court. And last year, I felt like she could have got a lot more minutes, but, you know, she was sophomore and young and just pretty aggressive. Now we got to control that a little bit more, better this year.
But so much talent. I mean, last year, I kept forgetting that she was a sophomore because she played like she was a little bit more experienced. And, you know, she has a nice soft touch inside and can move around in the paint.
Yeah, very soft hands. You know, I feel pretty fortunate to have the ability to coach her, for sure. And she listens, and she's a very coachable kid. So, and she wants to do, you know, whatever she can to help the team. So, just not a selfish kid and not worried about her own stuff. So she just makes things happen through the group, and, you know, just fun kid to coach and watch play.
So who do you think will inherit that all important role of what Suiso did at the point guard spot?
Probably Brinley Van Ball. You know, when Aubrey is out a little bit, she kind of ran that for us last year as a sophomore. Kind of embraced that role this summer. I thought she grew quite a bit in her ball handling skills and decision making. So we just got to continue down that path. You know, very hard worker, which you need at that position, because you got to control the floor. You got to make sure everybody's where they need to be and just be a really great communicator. So I think it's going well so far. And if we can continue to grow, she's going to be a pretty good player for us.
How about Addison Wicks? I mean, she was kind of your sixth woman last year, primary player coming off the bench. Very important. Brinley was also there too. And she started some, but I mean, how about Addison picking up a new role this year and becoming a crucial player at the guard spot for you?
Yeah, definitely going to have to pick up a little bit more ball handling than she had to do a year ago. You know, going to have to score more, just get a little bit more physical as well. So I know she's waited for her opportunity to become a senior and try to be a leader on this team. And I think, you know, she had a good summer as well. I was pretty happy to see the growth that she showed, and just seems to be a little bit more aggressive and confident on the offensive end, which we need, obviously, with all the points that we graduated. So she's done her role so far. You know, once she gets going on the 3-point line, it's good, you know, and she hits that first one, she gains some confidence, and that's important for her to go the rest of the way as well throughout the game.
Who are some other players that are going to be candidates to start or either and or get near rotation?
Yeah, Avery Manns, she'll start that other guard position for us. She had a pretty good JV season last year. Towards the end of the year, we got her a few more minutes on the varsity level. You know, Lauren Schmitz, be a senior. She'll come off the bench for us, be one of the first kids off the bench. Another guard, decent shooter. And then we got a couple of juniors coming in, Taylor Hazy and Aubrey Wagner. Both started on the JV squad last year. So they have plenty of game time, but just not at the varsity level. And like we said before, it's just going to be making that adjustment to the physicality and the speed of the game. They got athletic ability and talents, but you know, not everybody can make that transition, but I think these two will be just fine.
Okay. Well, you got Brock, Vambala, Wicks, Mance, who am I forgetting about a starter?
Kate Kesters, she came off the bench for us last year. I know there's a couple times when Kinsley and Grace were both in foul trouble, and she was a little bit undersized, but she had the man take the middle of that 2-3 zone. One game that sticks out to me is we're down in Shenandoah, and she had to guard Green down there on the post, and that's not an easy task. That was a very talented girl, and glad to see Shenandoah is not with her anymore, and she's off to the college ranks for sure.
Well, there's some players that got some experience. It's just a matter of, you know, that's the same thing in high school basketball every year. You lose players, you don't know what you got until they get out there and play. And, you know, what do you think is your priority to try and get these girls to mesh together?
You know, we talk about it in practice every day. It's just like, know your roles. And I think that you're trying to iron those out. You know, I'd say probably by Christmas time, hopefully everybody kind of knows what their role is on the team and what they need to do to help the team be successful. So we're kind of working on that right now. You know, they get along well off the court, so that's a big part of it too. Yeah, it makes things a little bit easier when you care about each other and you can coach each other up a little bit, and it's not like you're getting after them being catty. You're just trying to help the team, and I think everybody's open-minded right now, and we just got to keep it that way.
And then how do you see the rest of the Hawkeye 10 this year?
Well, I think St. Albert's got to come in as a heavy favorite, I would say. You know, Atlantic's going to be pretty tough, return a decent amount of players there. You know, Kemper be pretty tough. I don't know. It's coming off that volleyball season. So I think, you know, you got a couple of the top teams, and then I think after that, it's anybody could come in. I think it's going to be pretty level. You know, everybody's going to be pretty competitive, so we'll see how it shakes out.
How much do you think your team will have to prove this year, losing in the regional semis last year, of course, losing some seniors? I'm sure there's some players coming in that have something to prove this year. How much do you think is that a factor?
Oh, it's definitely a motivator, and I don't, at least around here, anytime you put on a Cyclone jersey, there's an expectation from, you know, from your teammates, from yourself, from the community and the coaches that, you know, you represent that name. So when they step on the court, they know there's expectations there, and you know, they're not afraid to step up to those expectations either.
Well, it all starts Tuesday night, I believe. Is that when your opener is, next Tuesday?
Yeah, it's kind of baptism by fire.
Oh, geez, trainer.
Coming out of the gate, we go trainer and St. Albert's, bang, bang, who came out ranked number two and number one in the state in their respective classes. So, you know, it could be a humbling experience these first couple games, but, you know, we just got to go in and learn and grow from it and figure out how to get better. I'm sure there'll be a couple hiccups here and there. They both return pretty much their whole teams from a year ago, and obviously St. Albert's won the title, and Trainer is right in there, I think, made it to the semis. So a couple quality opponents to get started.
Well, you'll know about your team after your first couple of ball games, no doubt about that. Coach,
we'll find a lot out about ourselves for sure.
Yeah. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck certainly against Trainer and those first couple. And, of course, we'll be following your Cyclones throughout the season. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for your time, too.
Zach Clausen, head coach for Harlan Girls Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.